Hi, I'm Tracy Samilton with Michigan Radio. As part of our series Beyond the Battlefield, I take a look at a program at Spectrum Health in Grand Rapids that aims to do a lot more than just offer veterans a job. The program is called Veteran Explorers, and it's the brainchild of Jamie Hammings, a veteran herself. Hugh Lehi is making his rounds today.
Hello.
Lehi's job is to prepare patients for leaving the hospital. That transition can involve dealing with a patient's fears. So Lehi's so-called soft skills are an absolute must.
My name is Hugh. I'm from care management. I'm here to discuss your Medicare appeal rights, ma'am. Has anybody spoke with you about that?
The job Lehi did in the military didn't have a one-to-one civilian equivalent, not in West Michigan, at least.
I was a Russian linguist, so it was difficult to get a position with that background.
After a frustrating job search, Lehi discovered the Veteran Explorers program at Spectrum Health. Participants work up to 3 10-week paid internships in all kinds of departments, from tech support to warehouse management to recruiting. They can look for something at Spectrum that's similar to what they did in the service or reinvent themselves, as the case may be. The program was built from the ground up by Jamie Hamming, who was a medic in the Army before going into human resources. Hamming is super reticent about her accomplishments, but admits,
"It is my baby."
Hamming knew many veterans have unmet needs related to their civilian job search because she experienced it herself. That's especially true for unemployed and underemployed veterans. She didn't want her program to be just another hiring initiative.
Anyone can hire a veteran. They can deliver pizzas, so you can get a job, but the skills are not being utilized.
Hamming says one of the biggest unmet needs is replacing the support system that you lose when you leave the service.
In the military, they had that network. They had that family atmosphere, and they knew that someone would always be there. It's a bond that you can't explain unless you've experienced it, you've been there.
Coming back home can be a shock. People have moved. They've moved on. So Veteran Explorers regularly meet as a group. They network, practice interviewing, eyeball each other's resumes, talk, and just plain support each other. If they have post-traumatic stress disorder, they get no judgment referrals to mental health treatment in the community. That was a big help for Gary Vedito.
I did 2 tours to Iraq, and I was a cavalry scout.
He had some pretty dark days when he came back.
You know, I even fell into that rut of, well, I'm a combat vet who has PTSD. That's all I'm ever going to be.
Veteran Explorers for Vedito was almost life-saving. Now he's a recruiter, one of 5 people with military experience working in the talent acquisition department at Spectrum. That's key. Vedito says if you want to hire veterans, make sure there's someone in hiring who understands the military. He says that can prevent misunderstanding and stereotyping.
Initially, when you may look at a veteran on paper or see that they've done combat tours or this and that, a lot of people already have assumptions. And a lot often you find negativity associated with those assumptions.
This is the 3rd year Spectrum Health has run Veteran Explorers. The program's track record is really good. It's placed 86% of the graduates in jobs at Spectrum. 2 other West Michigan companies, Hayworth and Gordon Foods, are starting an Explorers program this year. And Jamie Hamming is sending her baby out into the world. She's developed an employer toolkit to help any company adopt the program. I'm Tracy Samilton, Michigan Radio News.